next speaker originates from New York City, but has spent some time in LA, as she explains in the section of Free Flow Speech. A couple of things to note, perhaps, that even though she's to a certain extent sight reading this text and nerves perhaps get in the way a little bit, there is terrific speed, and that is fairly characteristic of most of the New York City accents. She talks about the LA vowel speak that you might be more familiar with from the clip later on in this collection of accents, and the fact that the vowel speak goes up at the end, whereas New York still very much has ends of sentences as statements and doesn't have that upward intonation pattern. The R is quite tight, the twang is very strong, and you'll hear that ear for things like here and man, that very sort of New York ear sound.
Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathered up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying, goaded by Jason's loathing. Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. Now homeless, Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father, my royal line. Ran mad for you, after you to Iolcus Peleus's place, more passion than sense. I killed King Peleus to keep you secure. Killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror, and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh, yes, the father I betrayed to go with you? To Peleus's daughters? They'd welcome me with open arms, that glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you. Hurt those I had no need to hurt for you. And in return, you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband. Lucky woman. You could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself. Rootless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats. Okay, so I was born in New York City. And at about 4 years old, I moved to Los Angeles, California. So when I'm in New York, I kind of switch to a little bit of a harsher New York. But when I get back to LA, it's a lot lighter. Usually in LA, you take a long time to kind of say things because we have the time because it's sunny and nice. And everything is really spread out, and sometimes you get into a rhythm where when you're telling a story, you can kind of start to lift at the end of sentences, kind of like this. But when I get back to New York, everything's very harsh, and everything is the end of a sentence, and this is the end of another sentence, and everything's very kind of truncated. My father is Polish, so he has kind of a strange accent, but my mother is from Brooklyn, so I get a lot of my kind of harsher New York from my mother. But my sister was born and raised in Los Angeles, so when I'm around my sister, I kind of get a lot more like that, and I kind of will talk like this, and a lot of the time you kind of get in your throat a little bit. Like LA kind of ends down here sometimes if you're like really lazy. So this was, reading this is a lot of effort to kind of stay up here in my actual voice. And that's about it. Okay, so the thing about New York right now is that the Brooklyn accent, the Brooklyn has been kind of, if I'm talking like Brooklyn, it's very, you know, I've lost my Oz and I've lost my, you know, and I kind of, you know, I walk and I talk and I live in New York and I drink my coffee with sugar and there's not so much Oz, you know, unless I'm kind of, unless I'm uptown. But if you go downtown, you go to Brooklyn, you go to Queens, it's a lot like this.